Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So I watched The View, not all of it. I don't think any human being could sit there and watch a whole hour of The View. If you can, let me know, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. But anyway, they had Governor Hochul on today because it's Women's History Month or something like that. And they had her on. I want to see what you had to say. I wanted to see the whole presentation, so I watched it. What was really interesting about this is that the women of The View were a little skeptical about Hochul and migrants. They weren't kissing her butt. And I thought they would. Now, I'm going to give you some stats, and then we'll get back to Hochul. So right now, the New York Post reports there are 65,000 migrants under New York City care. 65,000. I think it's more than that, but that's the number they're putting out. The cost to shelter, feed, all of this stuff, $25 million a day to the city. I think that's too high. I don't really believe that number, but it's an extraordinarily big number. Okay? And Adam says that the migrant situation will set the city's budget back by $10 billion through next year. Okay. So it costs the city of New York about $400 a day to put up a single migrant in a shelter and feed the person and all of that. That's the cost of it. And then they get education, medical care, they get everything. This is happening because the Democratic Party elected Joe Biden, who opened the border. And it's happening because sanctuary cities like New York City and New York State encourage people to come here, and there's no apparatus to stop them. None. Much different in Florida, Texas, other conservative states, where migrants are not welcomed. Illegal aliens are not welcome. Here they are, or they were, until all of this tax money flew out the window. Now, I'm going to hearken back to Kathy Hochul on August 22nd, 2022. Okay, 2.5 years ago, she was touting that she is a progressive and that is here to stay. Roll it.
And we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? Get out of town. Get out of town. Because you don't represent our values. You are not New Yorkers.
So back then, our values were let anybody in the world come to New York City and state, and the taxpayer already here will pick up the entire tab. That was our value in 2022. That's what Governor Hochul is talking about. And if you don't like it, get out. Go to Florida. Well, fast forward 2.5 years and Armageddon is here. Think there might be an apology? maybe an acknowledgement that, gee, we really weren't on the right track back in 2022. All the sanctuary stuff was wrong. Open border is terrible, hurting every American. Maybe a little bit. No, you don't get that. Hochul blamed the open border stuff on the Republicans. Well, they didn't pass Biden's bill. I would have never voted for that bill. I told you that. It didn't solve the problem. And it added massive spending to not solving the problem. Why would you vote for that? We're going to wait until a Republican Congress comes in November and is serious about stopping this. Because Biden certainly isn't. That whole bogus bill was engineered by Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader. The whole bill was done that to give Biden protection. It was obvious reading the bill going, this isn't going to stop anything. But he'll go, oh, no, an open border is not Democrats' fault. It's the Republicans. Come on. Got to have an IQ of a pear to believe that.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.